Cactus.
You've got to be crapping on my balls.
Cactus.
This is going to be a fuck job to edit.
Cactus.
Well, what do you want me to call them? Winners? Because that would make me a liar.
Welcome to the show. It's live. Live on March 7th, 2011. Glad you all could make it here in 2011. It's been so long since I've done a show. I don't even remember how to start a show. I'm supposed to say things in the intro. I have a bunch of numbers. I've spent like 2 hours getting numbers to places. Customer numbers. So if you're into pre-recorded shows from 2011, you're in the right place. Tonight's show is sponsored by Snorlax Security. She sent money for her money paid for, like, Jag TV sent money, and then Snorlax Security sent money, and I spent 100% of the money on the answering machine project. Like, I had to buy these router things, phone routers. I'm not explaining this very well, but if you want to hack an answering machine, I set up this phone number. People are bored with it already because nobody's calling it anymore. The first week, there's getting a lot of calls. Now nobody's calling it. So the number to call is 206-424-8422. And I have not disconnected any of the microphones in these machines. So if any of these machines have the listen to room function, you can spy on me. Because these are in my room. Like, you can just sit there and listen to me all day. If you hack one of these machines and it has room monitor features, you can listen to the show and hear the stuff that I edit out. So that would be good motivation to hack answering machines. Anyway, thanks, Snorlax Security. Any problems that happen tonight are Snorlax Security's fault. Any pranks where I get made a fool of, that's her fault and she should be kicked. I'm mixing it up tonight. I'm drinking a Rolling Rock beer. No Four Locos. Rolling Rock beer and Fritos. Yeah, Sloth, everyone's complaining that Four Locos is a shitty drink, so I'm drinking Rolling Rock, because that's so much better. Okay, so I have numbers. I really don't have any other announcements other than everything that goes wrong tonight is Snorlax Security's fault. The numbers I have are, they're sort of like that one night where I did the catalog calls. The, stupid products catalog. These products aren't as stupid. These products seem to be aimed more at old people. So, I'm going to feel bad about these. I'm going to wake up old people. One of the products are like, protective underwear. And I don't know what protective underwear is. Is that adult diapers? I really don't know. But the rest of it's normal, like not old people stuff. But yeah, I'm going to call some of these numbers. This one girl gave me just a ton of numbers and I finally told her to stop. She's one of those people that would have given me every single number from her entire day. But I'm like, okay, that's plenty. That's all right. Thank you for tuning in to the live show. April 25th, 2011. Mr. Very Mean. Glad you could make it here in 2011. Oh, I posted the show on YouTube, so there's a lot of new people in the chat room. So hi, new people. Hopefully the chat room doesn't crash tonight. If it does, it's Snorlax Security's fault. Anyway, yeah, I guess I should just start calling numbers. Oh, wait, I have the most exciting news ever before I get started. this, you're going to be so impressed by this. Okay, the whole answering machine project requires me to set up Asterisk in my on a separate computer. So I've set up Asterisk. How do you even say that? I don't know. And you know, I have like phones, landlines in my house now, connected through the internet. You know, it lets you hook up old phone equipment. But one of the things I've hooked up is a soft phone on my laptop, which is where I usually have Skype. So I don't have to use Skype anymore. I can just use the soft phone. And the cool thing about this is that it's really, really easy to spoof caller IDs. So if I'm doing a bunch of calls in a certain area, I can have their area code, and they'll be more likely to pick up, because it's not going to say Skype caller on their caller ID boxes. But instead of doing something sensible like that, what's her name? Brittany. Brittany. Just first name Brittany, that's all. She sent me numbers, people that post their numbers on Twitter and Facebook and whatever. And I just took one of the numbers that she sent me. I'm not going to call this guy tonight. Instead, I'm making all of my phone calls tonight appear to come... I'm using caller ID spoofing to make all of my phone calls come from one of these people who she posted... Who posted their number publicly on Facebook. So, every prank call I make tonight is going to come back to this one guy. And then at the end of the show, you might have to remind me. I'll probably forget. But I'm going to call him up and see how many calls he got. And that'll be hilarious, possibly, unless he doesn't answer. And I called him earlier to make sure it's a good number, and I said weird things at him, and he cursed at me. He said, like, suck my dick or something. So he's an angry guy, and he's going to get a bunch of callbacks tonight. Hee-hee-hee-hee! Okay, so yeah, I'm going to call numbers now. This lady that gave me a billion numbers from this catalog ordering company... she was a really fast reader, and I couldn't type as fast as she was reading. So I missed a lot of things that these people ordered. But this guy, it's a male, he ordered jewelry accessories, necklace holders, and a bath mat, and a bunch of other stuff that I just couldn't catch because she's going too fast. All right. I have no idea what to say. If anyone wants to kind of like, you know, tell me what to say to this guy. Here goes. Oh, and wait. Okay, second time I've hung up on him. If things sound like garbage, please let me know. If you can't hear the phone call or something, I think it all sounds good. But you know, this is a new thing I'm doing. I'm not using Skype, so let me know. Oh, great! Now it's busy. Because his machine picked up. Superhorse says the computer does not allow orders that are too gay, so that's a good thing to say to him.
Hello.
Hi, could I speak with Jimmy?
This is him.
Hey, Jimmy. Wow, that buzzing sound. I hope that's not on my end. It's like a
crack. That's probably my phone.
Oh, landlines. Why don't you just upgrade to a cell?
I got a cell.
Oh, you should just use that. Just get rid of your landline. Landlines.
Oh, I want to keep my landline.
The whole landline network all across the United States is deteriorating, and they're not keeping it up anymore. They don't care. They want everyone to switch to cells.
Well, I got a cell phone.
Yeah.
From the U.S. Cellular and have been for 15 years.
Cellular. You ordered some stuff from us today. From the catalog company, you ordered some jewelry accessories and a necklace holder.
Mm-hmm.
And the bath mat.
Uh-huh.
But I'm mostly concerned with all this jewelry stuff.
Okay.
Because our computer, it like popped up a window and it said, it's like, too gay. It's like, it says... It's not allowed to let males order things that are really gay. Because we're a Christian company.
Christian. I'm a Christian, too.
Yeah.
But what do you mean, too gay?
Like you know, like, you're ordering all this jewelry. Like, you're really into jewelry, like Elton John or something.
Well, what it is, I am retired. I'm 75 years old. I worked 40 years for the U.S. government, and I never did get to buy my wife any jewelry she wanted, so I've been buying her jewelry.
Oh, you're married then.
Yes, I'm married.
Oh, yeah, the computer was just like popping up windows. It was like fag, fag, fag. Faggy, faggy, faggy. Like, because of all this jewelry stuff. It just assumed. I mean, you know how computers are now.
Well,
so
I don't know who you are.
No, I'm from the catalog company. You ordered all this, you know, necklace holders.
What's your name?
Kevin.
All right, let me speak to your supervisor.
No, it's too late. He's not even around. He's...
Well, forget it then.
But listen, I'm going to send you a free cock ring for the trouble.
A free what?
A cock ring for your wife.
All right.
Yeah, because, you know, we shouldn't have accused you of being a homo.
You sure shouldn't.
Yeah, that was...
I'm also a minister, and I've been ordained since I was 17 years old. My wife is an ordained minister, and I sure don't appreciate it.
Oh, God, I feel awful now. I'm just going to throw the rest of these numbers away. This is terrible. Now I'm depressed.
Well, you ought to be. I might sue you.
No, that's not... What would Jesus do? Would Jesus file a lawsuit?
Huh?
Would Jesus
accuse me of being gay?
Well, no, it's not me. It's the computer. The computer is like popped up windows and it's like, gay, gay, gay. No, like Jesus wouldn't sue someone. No.
Well, you better do something to your computer.
Yeah, I'm gonna like set the threshold lower on it so it doesn't think everyone's gay. Because, you know, as Christians, we've got to keep a lookout. We've got to keep an eye out on for gay people. We don't want to do business with gay people. And, like, when a male calls in and orders a bunch of jewelry, what are we supposed to think? So, yeah, it's just a Christian thing. It's nothing personal.
Okay, I got your number, so I'll check out your number.
Oh, yeah, you should call that number back and yell at that guy.
Huh?
Nothing. Listen, that buzzing on your line is insane. They make filters, like you can get a filter that go on your landline.
I know I can get a filter.
Or maybe like if you rerun all of your phone line, like if you have phone lines like
I live
cross-
in an almost new house with new lines.
But they must have...
not my fault.
They must have run the phone lines right next to the electrical. You're getting, like, all this electromagnetic interference. It's...
I might have.
You gotta just...
Don't make me any
get
difference.
Rid of those landlines. Get cell phones, man. It's all about cell phones here in...
I don't know. I'm not smart enough to operate
here,
a cell phone.
Here in 2011, we do the cell phones.
2011... This is 2014. You're 3 years
No,
behind.
No. This is a live 2011 show.
I'm going to hang up. I'm reading the Bible. I haven't got time to mess with you.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I called you gay. It's really, it was a mistake. It was the computer's fault, not mine.
Well, you better send me a whole bunch of free stuff.
No, we're going to send like 5 cock rings. I'm adding them to the order right now.
Okay.
Like
5 what?
Cock rings. C-O-C-K ring. For your wife.
Well, what's a cock ring?
You'll see when you get there. It'll be obvious when you see it. But, I mean, they're very manly and non... Very... The gays don't use cock rings. So I'm gonna let you go...
Okay.
All right, bye. Jesus, I feel bad. Minister reading the Bible. Oh, and did you hear his wife in the background? She's like, what in the world? That was great. Someone in the chat room is begging me to answer the question about the Power Rangers calls. And I don't know, like, I'm going to sit here and look up URLs. I can tell you should go to phonelosers.org. In the latest post, I think it's Turbo responds to someone asking about the Power Rangers calls, and he has a link to one of his recent shows. I'm pretty sure it's his recent show, where they do nothing but Power Ranger calls. And the Power Ranger calls are amazing. They're the best calls ever. I definitely suggest finding Power Ranger calls. Yeah, so let me delete that guy. I love that the very first call he's gonna call this guy back that I spoofed his number. This guy's gonna get so many calls tonight. And in 2 hours, when my show ends, we're gonna call him and see what happened. Oh, by the way, if you heard clicking during that call, it's because people are suddenly calling into my phone line, and there's an answering machine behind me that's like a mechanical 80s machine, or maybe 90s, I don't know. But it clicks a lot. It wakes me up in the middle of the night. If you want to wake me up in the middle of the night, you should call that number all night and press option 1 when you get to the answering machine menu, and that thing clicks, and it wakes me up, and it's really annoying, and I hate it. That's what you should do. Oh, man. These are all old people. This next lady ordered a walker, a bag, eyeglasses, chain, a chin strap, a bracelet, and camisole. I spelled it with a K. I don't know what camisole is. Anyone know what camisole is? Possibly related to really old people? Leander says to the walker has square wheels. Yep, there goes the clicking again. If anyone wants to ruin my show with clicking, area code 206-424-8422. There's a bridge where you can talk to each other. Oh, there's a direct line to The Inn. The Inn lives in the Netherlands. And if you call him right now, he's sleeping, because it's like 4 in the morning right now or something, so... If you want to screw with The Inn and make his home phone ring, he didn't think I would really set that up, but I did. I have, like, calls forwarding to The Inn's home phone. Teehee. G-Ad gave me an idea for later. For a call. A lot of people are sending me private messages, and I'm having a hard time reading them everywhere. So, like, you know, I'm sorry if I don't respond to you, or... I'm having a hard time reading the chat room because everything scrolls by too fast. Sloth wants me to say the wheels are upside down on the walker. Oh, crap.
No one is available right now to answer your phone. Please leave a message.
To answer my phone? Okay, yeah, I accidentally called that one with Skype. I've got to remember not to do that. I've got to minimize Skype. Dogger wants me to say that the walker has motors in it, and it pulls you around. I could say the walker, like, flies around the room with you or something, but no, her number's not answering, so I guess I'll just go to the next one. Okay, the next one is a female, and she purchased the solitaire game. Yeah, her number must be disconnected, mate.
Hello?
Hi, Carol?
No, you've got the wrong number. This is Larry.
Oh, well, is Carol there?
Carol who?
Oxley? She ordered something from our catalog company today.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what, she's already in bed.
Oh, you're lying to me then, I see. Well, could you wake her up? It's about her order.
No, I'm not going to wake her up for just a magazine deal.
Amazing deal. What? What'd you just say?
I said for a magazine deal.
Oh, magazine deal. I thought you were, like, being a smartass, calling me a telemarketer or something. No, like, Oh, I forgot to mention, Nova messaged me. Like I said, I'm getting a lot of messages, and it's hard to keep up with all this crap. So Nova is the person who brought us calls to Jason David Frank. If you don't know what I'm talking about, I will try to remember to put a link in the show notes. Turbo's been just like calling tons of fans of Jason David Frank and just screwing with them. It's hilarious. I cannot explain how hilarious it is. It's pretty amazing though. Earlier today I was in Portland, Oregon, and Jason David Frank is there too, so I was within a few miles of Jason David Frank, probably. The Power Ranger. One of the Power Rangers. But anyway, today has been exactly 1 month since the very first call to a fan of the Power Rangers, of Jason David Frank. Nova says he did the very first call. He says, Jason David Frank brought all this on himself. I've been aware of the... Okay. I grabbed all the numbers and screenshot of the status of the contest status before Jason David Frank deleted it in case he didn't call me. So I guess Jason David Frank had some sort of a contest where his fans would post their phone numbers on his Facebook. So everyone from Madhouse has been getting fans' phone numbers and ruining their perception of Jason David Frank. So thank you for that, Nova, and thank you, like Spray and Turbo and everyone else that's just been going crazy with Jason David Frank fans. It's hilarious. I don't know. Nova just kind of starts in the middle of a sentence. I don't know what he's talking about. Okay, this next lady, she ordered a bunch of candy. She ordered bed skirt pins. She ordered a lot of bedding. She ordered a lot of Easter items and labels. And she spent over $400 on all this mail order crap. So we're going to call this lady. Hopefully she answers. If anyone has any ideas, I sure don't. She lives... Well, I'm not going to say where she lives. But yeah, lots of candy. Could say I'm concerned. I'm a dentist. I'll say that I share a database with this catalog company. And
hello?
Hi, is this Bridget?
Yeah, this is she you're speaking to.
Hey, it's Dr. Gerbel. I'm a dentist. You ordered a bunch of stuff from a catalog company today, like a bunch of candy and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And like over $400 of candy? That's just crazy.
No, it wasn't over no $400. No, it was not.
Oh, don't you use incorrect grammar with me, lady.
Hello?
Hi. I'm a dentist. I'm Dr. Gerbel. DDS. Is that the initials for dentist? I don't even know. But listen, I'm really concerned about all this candy you ordered from the catalog company.
Okay, well, what's the problem?
I don't know. Do you even have any teeth left? I was hoping to get your business. Because, I mean, like, all this candy. Are you going to eat this yourself?
No.
I'm concerned.
I have this for somebody else.
Oh, could I get...
Why are you so concerned about this?
Because, like, all this candy, $400 in candy?
Look, I didn't order no $400 in candy. I did not. I ordered some more other items.
Yeah.
And
I know you got all this bedding stuff and skirt pins and stuff, but, like, all this candy. So much candy. And I'm going to replace some of the candy with healthy food. Like, you know...
Say what?
No, I'm just saying, like, nobody needs this much candy. And this is just something that...
Look, the only thing that I remembered about ordering, I ordered my daughter some of her, some candy for her, and then I ordered some for myself for my son. What are you talking about?
Do you want your kids to get diabetes?
Look, I have not ordered no $400 in candy. I ordered some more other things beside that.
Yeah, the bedding.
What?
The bedding, the skirt pins and all that bedding. But I mean,
is
like,
is there a law against this?
No, no, it's fine to order bedding. I want to know if you want to add a toothbrush onto your order.
A toothbrush? Are you crazy?
You're gonna need a toothbrush.
What's wrong with you, sir? You mean to tell me you're gonna call to my house with this crazy stuff?
Is it crazy to offer you a toothbrush?
Yeah, you are crazy.
You're getting ready
because you're the one who calling me. This is my money, and I spend it how I want to, and I haven't purchased $400 in candy.
Maybe that's
you
the problem. Maybe that's the problem that you spend it how you want. Look, I want to tell you. I want to tell you a little.
You know what, sir?
I'm gonna tell you what I learned today.
Glad that I am a saved Christian woman.
Of course you are.
If I had no, I would have cursed you out for everything you was worth, and I thank God that I haven't stooped to your level of ignorance.
I did not curse. I didn't curse.
Ignorant, you call in my house.
I didn't even think about
this.
Cursing. I didn't even think about cursing. Listen, okay, the great Joe Peacock. He's an amazing author, and I learned something from a blog entry he did today. He said, "Food is fuel. It is not entertainment." That is such good advice, I think. Food is fuel, not entertainment.
Now, who are you?
Facebook.com/Joe Peacock. He has good advice every day.
Look, it's not that. Okay, do you work for this company?
No, I'm a dentist. I make more money than these assholes at the, these jerks at the catalog.
Well, you know what, sir? I don't eat a whole bunch of candy, but I did order some candy.
You ordered
and it was not over $400. I ordered other things with it as well.
Okay, well, listen, you're a Christian, right? Did you know gluttony is a sin?
You know what? I'm not. Do you know this man was saying that if you are a Christian, gluttony is a sin?
That's what I just told you. Super Horse told me that in the chat room. Ma'am?
Look. Sir, do you work for this company that I ordered
no,
from?
No, I'm a dentist. I make so much more money than a catalog person. We just share.
You know what, mister? I'm going to let you go, and goodbye.
No.
You know what? Because I'm going to definitely pray for you tonight for you even calling my phone. Now, goodbye.
I'm
going to
pray for
your, me anymore.
Your gluttony and your diabetes and your teeth that you won't have anymore, and she's gone. Okay, someone says I need to call her a sinner. So, just a quick one more call to her. All these people are Christian. People that order from catalog companies, they are Christians.
Hello, my name is Bridget. I'm not here now, but you can leave me a message.
You've pressed an incorrect key. To disconnect, press 1.
All right, I guess I should not call her back. But I think I made a difference in Bridget's life. Like, she's going to know. She's not being very Christian-like, ordering $400 in candy. So yay, improving lives on tonight's show. On April 24th, 2011 show. Well, I'm enjoying these so far. These people are kind of bizarre. There's a bunch more of these to call still. All right, next. Someone ordered earring converters. Do you have any idea what an earring converter is? I sure don't. Meekactus says it's for her nipples. Hi, I'm calling for Affy.
Speaking.
Hey, Affy.
Yes.
Hey, it's Roy from the catalog company. You ordered some earring converters today?
Yes, uh-huh.
Is that all you ordered?
That's all I ordered. Then I ordered one of them things that put drops in your nose on a bra.
Oh, bra.
Yeah, but I didn't order it from there. I ordered from, I guess. I don't know, ordered from one boot. I think, yeah, from that, a white bra.
Oh, did you get the A bra?
Huh?
Did you get the ah bra?
What's that?
Oh, it's like a thing they sell on TV. It's like an ah bra. It's very comfortable.
No, a bra for your breasts.
Yeah, yeah, a bra. An ah bra.
I don't know what's the name of it. But that's yeah.
Yeah. Well, I hope it's comfortable. Anyway, like these earring converters.
Like, yeah, that's what I need that.
Oh, are they like nipple piercings?
No, it's a clip. They put clips on it.
How does it work? I'm so confused.
I don't know. I got to wait till the comms see what it works. She said you can put it on like a clip. I had a hole in my ears, but I had them closed up. I just want a clip.
On a clit?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, like, why'd you only order one thing? Because, I mean, like, you just order one thing, like, you just totally get screwed on shipping.
Huh?
You just get screwed on shipping if you order one thing. You got to order, like, a bunch of things.
Don't have no bunch of money.
Oh, I know, but, like, it's, you save money in the end because of the shipping.
Yeah, next time I order more, I need that right away, so.
Oh, yeah. What do you need it for? Like, is it, like, you got, like, a date or something? You're ordering bras and earring clips? And...
Yeah, I need all that because I'm in a church and I go out of town. And.
Of course you're in a church.
Yeah, I go to church, I go out of town, I'm a traveling minister.
Oh, you're a minister. Yeah. What denomination?
Holiness.
Holy?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even know what the fuck that is. Huh, okay, well, I was just hoping to, like, try and get you to order more things, because, I mean, if you order $50 in things, okay, here's what I'll do. We'll do this on the down low. I won't charge you, even though, like, it's illegal and I could get fired. I won't charge you for it. I'll get you so many bras and earring converters. And then I'll put like a thing in there where I get a bunch of commission even though you didn't pay anything.
Oh, yeah, we'll let just, this come through and then what's your name?
We'll just scam them. We'll scam them for a bunch of money. Like me and you will team up and scam them. Yeah, we're gonna scam them for so much money.
Mm-hmm.
So like do you think maybe I don't know, we have a sale on hot water bottles right now. I could get you those for free.
No, I want no hot water bottle. That's not what I got.
Okay. How about grasshopper shoes? We've got...
Nope, I don't need that.
I know, but, like, it'll be free. I just won't charge you. And we'll scam them.
No, I don't want to do that. I just want them what I got.
Oh, how about nipple tassels?
What's that?
The tassels for your nipples? Like tassels? Like strippers wear them, I think.
Oh, no, I don't do that. I'm a preacher.
How about anal beads? It's only 50 cents. Or fleshlights? No.
What do you do with that?
Oh, I don't want to. I'm embarrassed to say, because you're a minister.
Almond beads? What in the world is that?
Anal beads.
What is that?
Oh, you should look them up on the internet. It's really interesting. It's like, it's a Christian thing. Type in anal beads, A-N-A-L beads.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What are you watching
What I already did, that's, I'm going to stay just like it is. You know, I can't afford nothing else. And,
yeah. Well, no, it'd be free. Actually, it'll be cheaper because I'll make everything free. It'll be like a big scam, me and you. We'll scam money.
No, I don't want to do that right now. Maybe next time I get your name and do it later, but I can't do it now.
Oh, what's on television?
The news where this man killed a girl and a boy.
Oh.
On channel 37.
Oh, 37. I'm going to turn it on 37 right now. Would you like a Jesus-shaped dildo?
What now?
A Jesus-shaped dildo, and it won't increase your shipping at all.
Jesus, Mel's and Hilda.
Yeah, Hilda. Mel's and Hilda.
No, I just go ahead and get what I got.
Okay, all right, fine. Fine, fine, fine. We won't scam money together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get some money together.
Yeah, get money together, and then we'll do this.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. It seems like you hear me okay. How come your TV's on so goddamn loud?
Oh, it's
I hope you're not in an apartment, because that's really annoying to your neighbors in the neighboring apartments.
I know.
You're in a house, I hope.
No, I'm in an apartment.
Oh, no. Come on. You're a bad neighbor if you're listening to your TV that loud this late at night.
They make a lot of noise up there, and I have to call them up and tell them to turn it down. So
is that any way to think? Though. Come on. Like, it's like an endless cycle of you guys being noisy at each other. Because, like, probably the reason they make noise is because they're like, well, she leaves her TV on all night listening to the news.
The news all night.
So we're going to be loud at her.
Jimmy Swagger.
Are they listening to Jimmy Swagger?
Yeah, I like him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
You remember that time he, like, he got a hooker pregnant or something in that hotel room?
Yeah, no, uh-huh.
Yeah. He's a good man.
God forgave him. You know, he had some good programs now when he was younger, you know.
Oh, yeah. He was a crazy guy when he was young.
Now.
He was so young back then.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, what's your favorite hymn that you sing in church?
It's different songs, you know, like.
Can you sing your favorite?
Huh?
Can you sing your favorite for me?
Can I sing it for you?
Yeah, just like your favorite one. Like when you're, I don't know, what do they play on Jimmy Swaggart a lot?
Yeah, Lord, 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 you've been so good to me. And then another one that he can do what the devil cannot do, all that kind of stuff.
Oh, can you sing it, though? Like really, you know, just yeah. Belt it out?
Lord, 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 you sure been good to me. Lord, 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 you sure been good to me. Lord, 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 you sure been good to me. You can do what the devil cannot do, like that.
Oh, man, that was beautiful. Oh, that's so good. I'm clapping. I'm clapping for you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, that was great. I think I'll let you go.
Okay, and I'll talk to you later.
Okay, I'll set up the phone system so next time you call in, you'll get me, and we'll scam them for so much money. We'll get a bunch of stuff for free.
Okay.
Okay. Well, thanks. Have a nice night.
Yeah, you too. God bless you.
Yeah. God bless you. I love you.
Love you too.
Bye. Jesus. Nunu says Nunu, what are you listening on the shoutcast or something? Like 5 minutes after that happened, Nunu's like, RBCP, you should beatbox with her. That was crazy. I can't be mean to that lady. She's amazing. Oh man. I was muting all through that song because I was laughing so much. I think that deserves a song. That deserves a quick music break. One song. just because I want to play this.
Through your love and through the realm, you saved the son of Abraham. Through the power of your hand, turn the sea into dry land. To the outcast on her knees, you were the God who set your children free. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Elyon Adonai. Age to age, you're still the same. By the power of the name, El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Ekronon Adonai. We will praise and lift you high, El Shaddai.
So thanks everyone for tuning in to the April 21st show, 2011. It's been fun so far. We've called some catalog ordering people.
Hello. Please leave a message after the tone.
So far, Snorlax Security is doing pretty good with her sponsorship. Even though, like, all this soft phone crap is her fault. Thanks for that. Thanks for wasting my time on this soft phone crap, Snorlax. It's basically, she paid for one of these phone lines that I'm calling out on. Yeah, maybe I need to practice with the stuff. I don't know, because I just got that tone again. So I'm going to try it on Skype.
Hi.
Hi, Lisa.
Who is this?
Is this Lisa?
Who are you talking to?
I'm talking to Lisa, I think.
Oh, hi, Hank. This is Young.
What?
Young.
You're Lisa?
No.
Oh, where's Lisa at?
This is one number you have.
This is the one now?
No, it's Young.
You're Young?
Yes.
Is your last name Badawsi?
Yeah, why?
Because I'm trying to get a hold of Lisa. She called our catalog company today and made an order.
This ain't Reese. This is, last name is Young.
Do you have Lisa's phone number, maybe?
No, I don't even know the man, woman.
Oh. Well, are you given fake names when you call to order things?
No. This is Young. Y-O-U-N-G.
Oh, your last name is Young?
Yes.
Is your first name Badawsi?
My first name is Ashley, but I didn't do anything like that. I thought it was a bad over here all day. It was snowing. We got Tom into snow out here.
Oh, yeah, the snow. Yeah. That's weird. Okay, I guess she gave your number.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to have to charge your credit card anyway, though.
I do not have a territory. I don't have nothing.
Oh, we're going to... You have to give...
This is Mr. Angus Young.
Oh, you have to give us cash, then.
I don't know. I did not. I never tell nobody. My phone was right on all day yesterday.
You got to give us, like, pennies and nickels and stuff.
I don't know anybody bought this. I never called anybody yesterday.
I think Lisa's trying to scam you. Like, she's a Nigerian.
Huh?
It's Lisa. I think Lisa's a Nigerian. She's like a...
I don't know what it is.
Okay. Well, if you get any mail from Lisa, like where she says...
I don't know. What kind of time is this? Want to talk away? Oh, God, you call me at once?
Taco Bell? Yeah,
no,
one.
Call me again. You better get your own phone. Goodbye.
No. Okay, bye. That was bizarre. It is 1 a.m. where she is. All right, I'm going to delete her. Oh, wait. Wrong one. Oh, yes. Okay, so this one was really confusing. Because she gave me two numbers for Lisa. And I think she was just confused, the girl that gave me these numbers. So, yeah, let me call the next one. I think this one is Lisa. I don't think she was awake, Knoxville. I think I woke her up.
Hello?
Hi, could I talk to Lisa, please?
Who's calling?
It's Roy from the catalog company. She ordered something from us today.
Order for something, you call 1 o'clock in the morning?
Yep, that's right. So is Lisa there?
Hello?
Hey, Lisa.
Hi.
Hey, what you doing?
Who's this?
Oh, it's Roy from the catalog company.
What catalog company?
Hold on, my throat's all dry. I need a drink.
You got the wrong number.
Oh, no, you ordered some stuff, but then you canceled your order.
Well,
didn't you cancel your order earlier today?
From what company?
The catalog company you ordered.
Forget it. Goodbye.
Hey, don't say forget it to me.
Bye.
No, don't. Don't hang up. Lisa? Lisa? Oh, she hung up. I'm so confused about this problem I'm having with the phones. I'm going to try one more time on the other thing. Damn, Lisa. I guess I need more practice on my new system here. Hello? It says call established. All right, screw it. Hang in. I'm deleting these. I think it's time for our hourly break. Hourly break time. Need to play some Christian music for the hourly break. All right, so three songs and I'll be back. 10 minutes. Gonna refill things. She knows me and knows I'm right. I've been talking to Jesus all my life. Oh yes, he knows me and he knows I'm right. And he's been telling me everything is alright. There is one who has been through both heaven and hell, and the grave will come up empty handed that day. Jesus will come and steal us away.
My mama used to say only Jesus could save us. Well mama, I know I act the fool, but I'll be gone to November. I got packs to move. I hope
Jesus,
God show me the way, because the devil's trying to break me down.
Jesus,
the only thing that I pray is that my feet don't fail me now.
Jesus,
and I don't think there's nothing
Jesus,
I could do now to right my wrongs.
Jesus,
hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Patricia?
Yes.
Hey, it's Roy from the catalog company. You ordered some catalog things today?
Yes.
Like that remedy? What kind?
Rest.
Like a remedy. What kind of remedy did you order?
Wait a minute. I ordered that tag medicine.
Tag medicine, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, tag medicine.
It was $15.
That's a big seller here in 2011.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the hot water bottle system?
Yes.
What's that for?
It's for home remedies.
Oh, home remedies. So like it'll work kind of in conjunction with the tag?
With a hot water bottle, right.
Like with the tag medicine?
No, I don't use them together. Why would I use them together?
Oh, what was I thinking asking a dumb question like that?
Well, I don't know. Why are you calling so late?
Oh, I was just curious. I work in the shipping department. I was trying to figure out what all this crazy stuff is.
Mm-hmm.
I know what the birthday cards are. You order birthday cards.
No, honey. a hot water bottle is necessary sometimes, especially if you have...
Are you a minister?
No,
okay.
I could be.
I'm sorry, go ahead. Oh, you could
Why?
Be. Why could you be?
Because I love God and I know about him.
Oh, yeah. Makes sense to me.
What makes you say that?
Oh, no, I don't know. Like, I don't know.
Well, no, I am older and I make rice bags.
Oh, rice bags.
Rice.
Oh, yeah.
Rice. Have you ever heard of them?
Yeah, like the food?
I've given so many away.
Uncle Ben's rice.
Well, it takes, most of them take about, some I put a half a cup in, some I put two-thirds of a cup in each pocket, and you heat them, for when you go to bed.
In a hot water bottle?
No, no. No, honey, the hot water bottle is for medicinal purposes.
Oh, okay, I'm getting confused. I'm sorry, I'm really high.
But I said I make rice bags. They're warm, too.
Oh.
The hot water bottle is nice, too, sometimes, if your feet are cold or something.
Okay. Hey, look, I'm going to put a bunch of heroin in your box.
Why?
Because, this guy named Dwight, he's going to come over and pick it up. It's like it's how we distribute drugs throughout the country.
Oh, that's not very nice.
Okay, well, I won't do it then. Okay, you've convinced me. I won't do it. I just thought,
Why are you calling this late at night?
For the drug, I was trying to make a drug deal.
You
I was
need
hoping
to get off of drugs.
No, no, I don't use drugs. I just sell drugs.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, no, I
Oh,
I
well,
people...
I only take my medicine. I'm 85 years old.
Oh, yeah. I mean, no, I would never use drugs. Drugs are for losers.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah, I don't take drugs. I just sell drugs.
So, and then I ordered birthday cards, right?
Yeah,
so you
yeah.
You want to know what they're for?
Yeah, please.
for birthdays, and I ordered an extra box for a friend of mine.
Oh, whose birthday is it? Like,
well, I belong to a weight losing club, and we always recognize everybody's birthday. So we use a lot of birthday cards.
Oh, okay, yeah, that makes sense.
And when she would order birthday cards, she'd order me a box, so I ordered her one.
I think you'd make a good minister.
Well, I hope so.
No, I mean, like, you know, if you'd been a minister. I would have gone to your church.
I'm ashamed to say I haven't gone for a long time because of the weather.
Oh, no, you should get back into that.
Well, I go. I get up 6:30 every Sunday morning to watch River, and here I go. See, that don't get old. Reverend Stanley.
Oh yeah, Reverend Stanley on TV, right?
Oh yeah, I love his messages.
Yeah, I'm more of a Jimmy Swaggart fan, even though he got that hooker pregnant. But he was young back then, so it's.
Well, everybody makes mistakes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, we're all human.
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah. Okay. Well, yeah. I just was curious about all this crazy stuff.
No, you know what the hot water bottle's for?
What?
An enema.
Oh, don't gross me out! Come on, I'm just trying to sell.
Some people need enemas. I've had to give many a person an enema.
Okay. No, I'm just trying to sell drugs. I don't want to hear about enemas. Ew. Ugh.
Well, you asked.
Ugh. No, I didn't. You just told me out of nowhere.
Well, you asked.
Yeah, I guess I did ask earlier.
But this is unusual.
Yeah, yeah. You know, like, you don't usually get...
I'm really... I didn't know you had the tag medicine because it wasn't listed in my catalog.
I'm going to put some extra medicine in there. I'm going to put some really strong medicine in there just as a side...
Hey, if you're doing my order, you better do a good job.
Oh, no, I will. I'm going to put everything... Accidentally... I'm using air quotes. I'm going to accidentally put in some extra products.
No, that wouldn't be right.
I know. It's an accident, so it's all right. And you don't have... When you get the extra things and the heroin, you don't have to tell anyone. Just keep it.
Well, do you know what time it is?
You're in Ohio. It's 1:30 in the morning.
Yes, you're right. 1:26.
I win the prize.
I can't believe you're calling.
Ding, ding.
Don't you have any work to do at the warehouse?
Yeah, I should get going. I got to finish shipping all these things. But we're going to have your stuff shipped out first.
Well,
thing.
I never heard of your company before, so I hope it's not a hoax.
Oh, no, it's a real company. We've been around for a long time. So,
no, it's my first catalog.
Oh, yeah, no, you should. Well, I'll send you, I'm going to put like 5 catalogs in
your
box.
No, thank you. I get too many.
No, I'm going to put them in the box. It'll help, like, if they
No, because I don't want to pay for the shipping.
Well, if they decide to x-ray the box. No, you've already paid for shipping, so you won't have to pay anything extra. But, you know, it'll help hide the contraband if they decide to x-ray the box.
You're not very nice.
What?
What's this going around with dope and all this crap? Because I wouldn't even think of taking dope.
No, I wouldn't either. I've never used dope in my life. It's like a new thing all these kids here in 2011 are doing.
And so you have a question about ordering a hot water bottle and that's tag medicine.
Yeah, yeah.
A tag medicine, do you know what that's for?
What? No, don't say enemas.
No. Haven't you ever heard, when you get older, haven't you ever got a little, it looks like a little tiny mole on your face and your face coming?
That's what that is.
That's what that's for.
Oh, my gosh.
You just take, I've heard that that's what it's for. I'm getting it because I'm getting older, and I'm starting to get a couple of them on my face.
Oh. I'm concerned now. I'm going to Google that.
You better not.
No, I'm going to Google, like on the computer.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about masturbation. No, I'm going to look it up on the internet.
Well, that's what it's for, if you read what this says on the bottle.
Yeah, I'm going to read your box before I pack it up here. But, yeah, I should let you go, because it's so late.
Yes, because I have a hard time going to sleep. We've got, like, a blizzard here.
Oh, no, not a blizzard.
Oh, it's way below zero.
Well, don't go to church in the morning because it's too cold.
I'm not.
That's
why I'm getting up and watch Reverend Stanley.
Yeah, just watch Reverend Stanley. Hopefully the cable doesn't go out.
Well, then I'll read my Bible. I read it every day.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, but I bet your cable will be fine. You can watch Reverend Stanley.
Well, sometimes it goes out. We had, did you ever hear of that snow thunder?
Snow thunder?
Yeah. Have you ever heard it thunder when it's snowing or going to snow bad?
No, I'm pretty sure you're lying. There's
no
way that's a thing.
It's the second time I've ever had it happen. It's one night it was just a terrible thunder, and it snowed.
Holy crap.
Yeah, twice I've
that's
seen
so
it
weird.
Happen.
You wouldn't think you'd hear thunder in the Midwest.
No, well, I'll tell you, we did. And just like today, I looked out one time, I couldn't see. It was just like a blizzard out.
Oh, wow.
We had this weather in 80, and now we got it again. They said they couldn't remember, but I can.
Yeah, yeah. Thank God I live in Mexico.
Do you?
Yeah, yeah. We don't have snow thunder here.
You don't sound like a Mexican.
Oh, don't be racist. Come on, don't be racist.
I'm not a bit racist. But usually you have a accent or something. You have a nice voice.
Oh, well, thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, I've never been racist or prejudiced.
Oh, no, I wouldn't accuse you of that ever.
No, God made all of us.
Oh, yeah, he did. Yeah. Yeah, he did. Okay, well, I'm going to have all this
I don't know. Is everybody going to get their order filled tonight?
Not everyone, but I'm going to put you on top. Like, you're going to be the top of the list, and you're going to get your order
well,
first.
Well, because my initials are with a B.
Oh, no. That doesn't even matter. We catalog, we organize by faith, and you know, like, you're going to be first.
No, I've never had this ever happen before.
Oh, well,
maybe you thought it wasn't an order or just a hoax. Is that what it is?
Oh, no, it's not a hoax. No. This company's been around since, like, the 1930s. No, you'll definitely get all your stuff. I'm just saying you're going to get it a lot quicker because I'm shipping it.
What is your name?
My name is Roy.
Roy.
Yep.
Well, Roy, you better be a good boy.
Oh, I will. I will. I promise. And I hope you stay safe in the blizzard.
And I just hope I can go back to sleep.
Oh, me too. I definitely hope.
I was sleeping when you called.
Oh, did I wake you? Or are you saying I woke you?
Yes, it's 1:30 in the morning.
Oh, I thought it was 1:30 in the afternoon. I'm confused with the time zones because I'm in Mexico. We're on the metric system.
Well, you got me confused, too.
Yeah, I guess I am, too. Okay, well, I'm very sorry for calling so late.
That's all right. It just never happened before. It's nice to talk to somebody.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, this happens all the time when you order from catalogs. You should order from catalogs.
No, I never, ever had anybody call me like this before.
Yeah, well,
it's the first time.
Because this is the first time you've ordered from a catalog.
Oh, no, that I've ever had a catalog call me.
Oh, I see. I thought you said it's your first time ordering from a catalog.
Oh, no.
Oh, well, thank God you weren't sleeping. Okay, well, I'll let you go.
Oh, you didn't forget I have a sun visor on there, too, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, that's right here. I've got that in the box.
That's from my girlfriend.
Yeah.
She's got a new Buick, and when she was driving and the sun was shining so bad the other day, she was trying to look up from the sun, and that I thought she was going to have a stiff neck.
Oh.
So I'm getting it for her.
That could, like, be a lifesaver. You might save her life, you know.
Well, I'll tell you, she's shorter than I am, and I thought, my God, she's going to have a stiff neck driving.
Oh,
so I ordered it for her.
Yeah, that's better than sunglasses, definitely.
Well, depends.
What did I start
I guess
now?
Sunglasses would be just as good. I just not one that wears one.
Oh, yeah, no, I prefer visors, too. That's what I wear when I'm driving. Yep, well, I'm going to pack this visor and up and this tag medicine. And the hot water bottle.
And don't forget my hot water bottle.
Yep, and the birthday cards.
And the birthday cards.
Yep, I'm going to pack them up really good so the birthday cards don't get broken during shipping.
You're sick. What have you been drinking?
No, I don't drink. I can't drink on the job. No. I would never do that.
Well, you must not be very busy to be able to call and shoot the breeze.
Oh, no, I was just curious, you know, about the whole, all the stuff, and, yeah.
Well, a person wouldn't order something if they didn't have a use for it or need it.
Oh, no, nobody would. Like, all the stuff we saw in catalogs.
You mean nobody ever ordered a hot water bottle before or tag medicine?
No, we call them up and make sure they use it, because it's a waste. Because people in Africa can't afford this stuff, and they'd use it. Like,
if they're sick, they'll use it, believe me.
We don't sell anything useless in our catalogs, though. Everything has a use. Oh, for the 500th time, I've got to go.
All right, goodbye.
All right, bye. Sleep well. Sleep good.
Okay,
and,
bye.
Yeah, bye. Good night.
Good night.
I love you. Oh, that was really drug on. I'm sorry. I feel like Katie K. I'm just like talking to old people now. Oh, man. I'm going to have to quit these. I can't do this anymore. So I don't only have old people catalog numbers from Christians. It's really weird. It's all Christians. They're really religious people order from catalogs using their landlines. They probably saw a commercial on television. First is saying every time I prank an old person, I'm just nice, and it's not even a prank. It's like Katie K. Katie K just talks to people. Not that I'm complaining, because Katie K is the originator of prank calls. Okay, video stores. Speaking of archaic technology, let's call some video stores. Video store customers. Oh, hey, Daniel?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm calling from the video store.
Yeah.
Yeah, you rented Stolen and the campaign. What'd you think? Did you watch either of them?
We're watching the campaign right now.
Oh, how is it? Doesn't that have, like, Billy Bob Thornton in it? Or is that, am I thinking of a different movie?
What do you need from the video store?
Huh?
What do I need?
Oh, no, I'm asking, like, the campaign, is that the one that has Billy Bob Thornton? Like, is that who's in it? Is it, like, a guy and his daughter? Hello? Sir? Who's that? Sir?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, that was weird. It was like, I heard, like, another voice and stuff. Oh, the campaign. Do you know who Billy Bob Thornton is? Hello? Sir? Sir? He hung up? That was weird. The guy forgot how to use a phone. Am I right? Is that who that's got in it? I've never seen it, but I remember who's in it for some reason. Crowan says that campaign's about Billy Bob Thornton giving his grandma an enema with a water bottle.
Hello?
Hey, we got disconnected somehow.
I'm going to call the police. Who the fuck is that?
For what? You rented a movie from us tonight. I'm calling about your movies. If you call the police on me, I'm going to put a late charge on your account for no reason. How do you like that? Let's see who wins this battle.
Who is that?
I'm calling from the video store. You got videos and video games, right?
What do you want?
Why are you cursing at me? Why are you cursing at me? I'm calling about your videos that you ordered. That you rented. Ma'am? Are you guys high? It sounds like you're high or something. Okay, they hung up. Alright, I'm gonna delete that one. Should I call one more time? Yeah, I'm gonna call one more time. Just one more time. I want to make this officially harassment.
You reach Dan, leave me a message, 7B.
Please leave your message after the tone.
You are receiving a call from an inmate at the Chili Pepper Correctional Facility in Roy, New Mexico. To accept this call, press 1. To block your number from receiving future calls, press 2.
Okay. Never calling that guy again. So, have you guys heard about this new thing that's coming out in 2011? It's called, Bitcoins. I don't have much faith in it. It seems pretty stupid. Like, who would use that crap? Sloth trying to tell me to get into Bitcoins. What the hell? These things are never going to take off. Yeah, I'm going to use fake money that doesn't exist. Makes sense to me. Okay, so do you guys have any good ideas? Okay, shout out Robitussin and Flutterpie.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system. 5.
Do you guys have any ideas for video store calls? I've got quite a few of them here. So everything seems to be working okay with my caller ID spoofing thing here again. So I'm really looking forward to calling the guy at the end of the show. Hopefully he's getting a lot of crazy calls tonight.
Hello?
Hi, Barbara?
Yeah?
Hey, it's John from the video store. You rented like a couple movies from us, 3 movies.
Yeah?
Yeah, and so you paid that late balance for $279?
Yeah.
Okay, that was a dumb mistake from the stupid cashier. She's new. Yeah, she got the decimal place in the wrong place, the decimal point. It's actually $279, the late balance.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was. Like, she just...
No, what was it? Oh, no, late balance at $279.
Yeah, $279.
For what?
Like, I don't know why you thought you could get away with that. Just trying to pay...
For what?
Paying $3 on a $300 late fee. For...
That's a $300 late fee for what?
Because you haven't been rewinding your DVDs.
I don't rewind my DVDs. No, I don't do that.
No, for real. Like, though, you owe us $279.
No, I don't.
You need to come back in and pay that right now.
Well, it's not going to happen.
Why not? What are you doing tonight? Are you watching your movies?
Yeah.
Crank 2? You rented Crank 2?
Yeah.
I didn't even know there was a Crank 2. That's that, like, one about, like the original had Pee-wee in it, right?
The original what?
The original Crank. I'm thinking of Blow. I've never seen either of those movies.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know. Like, is Crank 2 any good, or is it, like, just a piece of crap that went straight to DVD?
It's pretty good. It's not as good as the first one, but it's still pretty good.
Was it in the theater?
Yeah, a long time ago, I think.
Oh, man, I didn't even know that. Like,
it's an old movie, so I don't know. I got all of those movies.
What about A Good Day to Die Hard? Is that the one with Kevin Smith?
That's the one with Bruce Willis and...
They all have
guy.
Bruce Willis, smartass.
He's a movie guy, you're supposed to know.
No, I don't have better things to do than sit here and watch movies all day. No, does it have that weird computer hacker guy in it?
No, that's the third one. That's Live
no,
or Die.
The third one's where they blow up the subway and stuff. And they steal all the gold.
No, well...
You're stupid.
What's the second one?
God, you're stupid.
What's the second one?
No, the third one is the one where they steal the gold. I know this, at least.
Okay, the first one was the hotel or the whatever. The second one was the plane. The third one, yeah.
See?
Yeah,
see?
You're right. And then the fourth one
God,
was the hacker guy.
God, you're retarded. You're so retarded.
Well, thank you. You called me out to tell me I'm retarded.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, A Good Day to Die Hard, that's my favorite movie from this year, 2011.
2011, that was your favorite movie?
Yeah, no, of this year I'm saying. Like, it's the best movie that's come out this year, here in 2011.
Oh, okay.
So, have you... Okay, Here's the thing. Like, if you finished Crank 2, I want to come by and get it tonight from you, because I haven't watched it yet, and that was our last copy.
You're not going to come get my movie.
Come on.
No.
Just leave it on the porch. You don't have to talk to me or anything. I'm not trying to hit on you.
Why would I hand over my movie? I checked it out. How do I know you're even going to return it?
I'll put a credit on your account for it, and it's like you'll get a free movie.
No.
Come on.
Why do you want to watch it so damn bad?
Because I haven't seen...
You didn't know anything about it.
I haven't even seen the first one, but I think the second one sounds cool after hearing you talk about it.
It's like the weirdest conversation I've had in a long time.
Okay, so... Oh, I don't appreciate that.
You just called me out to tell me I had $279 I owe you, and then you want to take my movie.
Okay, the $279 was in regards to something else. So you didn't even open the movie A Guy Thing yet, right?
No. You just like memorize every movie that I have now?
No, I printed out your report.
That's creepy. What the hell?
Here's the thing. This guy came in, and I thought he was a fed, and I hid my drugs inside. Inside A Guy Thing. So I'm going to need those drugs back, or I'm going to need $279.
Well, you're not getting them for me, so
well, no, you
I don't know what to tell you.
You have my drugs.
No, I don't.
If I'm going to get, like, they're going to kill me if I don't bring those back to
them. Well, then, I don't know what to tell you.
It's almost $300 worth of drugs that's in that case. Like, go look in it right now.
You should have been a little more handy with it, then, shouldn't you?
Just go check in the case real quick.
I'm pretty sure if I had them, I certainly wouldn't be giving them to anybody else.
Oh, so you took them already?
No, I didn't take shit.
I can tell. You're so high right now.
No, I'm not.
Go look in the case and make sure it's all safe.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, let me tell you, there ain't shit in your cases.
No, in a guy thing.
What the hell is wrong with you? Well, if you wanted that movie, then how come you just didn't tell you wanted that movie?
No, I don't care about this movie. It sounds retarded. A guy thing? What is that? A chick flick?
It's a funny movie with Julia Stiles in it.
Oh, God. No, I don't give a shit about...
Julia Stiles?
I don't even know who that is, but all I care about is the cocaine.
I don't have it, so I don't know what to tell you.
Well, did you look in the case? It's got to be in there.
I looked in the case, and it's not here.
Oh, that's really...
So I don't know what to tell you.
That's really weird that, like...
It's really weird that you fucking... have my number and called me up for a stupid fucking movie.
So when you left, the drugs were in there, but now they're not.
No.
How strange.
How strange is it that they were never there?
How do you know?
You weren't the one that handed me my fucking movies, so.
I know you have my drugs.
Well, I know I don't, so.
Do you have, like, who else was there tonight? Like, maybe they took the drugs.
Nobody almost is here, so I don't know what else to tell you, buddy.
Oh, my gosh. You're watching all these movies by yourself?
No.
Are you forever alone?
Did I say I was here the whole day by myself? No.
Your dad was there?
My dad was not here. Why the hell would my father be here?
I thought you said your dad.
No. I said, why would... Did I say I was here all night by myself?
I'm going to put a $279 late fee on your account to pay for the drugs.
I didn't try. Better make sure you have a reason for doing the late fee.
Is your dad cute? I'm into dads.
Really? Yeah, my dad's cute. I'm sure he'd probably like you, too. How about that?
Yay.
If you're into guys, I could probably introduce you to somebody.
If you could send him in, like, tell him to bring the movies back. And I'll hit on him when he gets here.
And that'll just make his day.
I bet. All right. Well, I'm going to type it in the computer right now. $279 late fee.
Okay. It was a pretty expensive movie, but cool.
Well, you know, at least you got to enjoy the drugs while you watch these movies.
Whatever. Whatever you say.
I'm going to cancel your video card, too.
You do that.
Here, let me type. I'm typing all the cancellation stuff. And then the computer.
Yeah, you know what? First of all, you guys are close. Like when you had to shut the systems down about an hour ago. So
no, I'm
good try.
No, no, no. I'm still here. I'm the janitor.
Uh huh. You're and janitor now.
Printing out the cancellation form.
System's still shut down. So.
Okay, well, enjoy your last ever rented movies. I guess you're going to have to switch.
Hey, I might as well just keep them then. I'm going to pay $200 and whatever. I might as well just keep the fuckers.
Yeah, well, use that money toward a Netflix subscription. Welcome.
Sure.
Welcome to 2011.
Yeah, I'll just do Redbox. That'll be all right.
Yeah. Whatever.
All right. Okay.
Have fun.
Bye.
Big drug addict.
Bye.
Hey, speaking of Redbox... I went to 7-Eleven this evening to buy my Rolling Rock beers. And as I was walking in the door, this girl, like, on the sidewalk outside the store, she's like, "Hey, are you the Redbox guy?" And, like, I thought I was famous and stuff. It was like a bunch of drunk people hanging around the Redbox machine. And I'm like, "Yeah, I am." And I walked inside and never said another word to him. But that was weird. Good times. Good times here in 2011. Should I quit? It's about time to quit, right? I've been doing this for like 2 hours. It's 11:01. It's time for a break at least. We need to like play some Christian music. Play some Christian music. I think Turbo's gonna do a show. Turbo, are you gonna do a show? It's time for the Turbo show. He's gonna call up, what's his face? Jason David Frank. Somebody sent me Jason David Frank's hotel room phone number, where he is tonight. Somehow they got the room number. I don't know if I should say who did. But it's a certain guy that does shows on Madhouse a lot. Shane wants me to have a shootout. Okay. Okay, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to call these two numbers. Like I said, the lady that read me all these mail order company numbers, which, by the way, I'm really impressed with myself for not saying one single time tonight so far. No editing required on this show. She was saying them so fast that she was reading me numbers and she's like, "Oh no, no, not that one. Forget that one. You don't need that one." She did that like three different times. So I'm going to call those three numbers and I'm going to see what they are. I'm sure they're related somehow to these catalog orders. Hello? Oh. What? Hello? 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 Alright, that stupid, shitty, pointless phone call is brought to you by Snorlax Security. Thanks a lot, Snorlax, for nothing.
Police department.
No, it's not. That's illegal. You cannot impersonate the police department.
Well, you cannot call people at 2 o'clock in the morning unless you want something.
Okay, wait, I need to ask you a question. Did your phone ring before?
Yes, it did.
Oh, that's weird, because I didn't hear you pick up before, so it's not my fault. It's no reason. Well, it's no reason for you to like break laws and pretend you're with the cops.
You know what? Don't waste my time. No, what do you want?
You called the catalog company earlier today to order some stuff from our catalog company. Remember?
Go ahead.
Remember?
I did what?
You called our catalog company and you tried to order things.
No, I didn't.
But then, well, you called for something. Did you call for customer service?
No, I didn't.
Did you call to complain? Are you a big complainer?
I'm not a complainer.
Okay. Did you call to impersonate the police department?
No, I didn't. What is it you want, sir?
I don't know. Why were you impersonating the police department? That can get you in trouble. That's illegal.
It can get you in trouble for calling me at 2 o'clock in the morning for no reason.
No, I can't get in trouble just for you impersonating the police department.
Oh, cut it out.
Listen, do you use hot water bottles for enemas? That's what I really need to know. Ma'am, are you trying to get the police discount? Do you go into, like, Denny's and say, "Hey, I'm a cop. Give me some free coffee." All right, I hung up on her. All right, I'll just delete that one. Who cares about that one? Okay, this lady ordered grasshopper shoes. What the hell are grasshopper shoes?
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 5-6.
Hello?
Hey, Michael.
Yeah, who's this?
Hey, it's Roy from the video store. He rented some movies from us tonight.
Oh, yeah, all right.
Yeah, yeah. Which one did you watch first? Beavis and Butthead?
I don't remember. My girlfriend went and picked them up. I don't know what she watched.
Oh, right. Your girlfriend. Yeah, she forgot to pay all the late fees. She had like $53 in late fees.
$53 in late fees?
Yeah.
Well, hold on. Let me ask her.
Okay. She's so dumb.
Hello?
Hi, girlfriend.
Who is this?
Sup, girlfriend? I'm calling from the video store. You rented some movies?
No.
But you're not even on his account. Well, he said you did. Michael said you did.
Oh, okay. So this is... Oh, yes. My name is Ryan. Oh. And what movies are you saying are late?
But you're not even on his account, you big scamster.
Yeah, I am on his account.
Oh, I didn't see your name on there. It just says Michael on here.
What's the phone number that you have?
The one that I just called that we're speaking on.
Yeah, my name's on there.
So whose idea was it to get Beavis and Butthead? Come on, that's like 20 years old. That's an old movie.
Why do you care?
It's just weird. Like, who rents that kind of stuff? I'm surprised we even carry that.
So why are you calling?
Because of the fee. You forgot to pay the $57 fee.
Like, $57 fee from what?
It says on here, stupid bitch fee. And it says it's been...
Stupid bitch fee?
Is that you or is that Michael?
Who the fuck is this?
I'm calling from the video store. I'm just trying to figure out, like, why this fee wasn't paid.
It says stupid bitch fee?
That's what it says. I didn't write it, so don't get mad like I'm the one that wrote it. I'm just saying that's what's
on here. What is your name?
Roy. Yeah, like, who's... Okay, so Beavis and Butthead, who wanted to watch that? You or him? That's a dumb...
I'm sorry, but that's not your business what I rent. And if you really are calling from... Then you're going to be fired tomorrow for this phone call.
No, I'm not. Why would you say
okay.
that?
Okay.
So, which movie did you guys watch first? Hello? Oh, they hung up. Should I call again? Sure, I should. Why not? I think like a billion people in the chat room told me to say stupid bitch fee.
Yeah.
I can see why she got the stupid bitch fee now, after all that.
Hey, if you keep calling this fucking phone, I'm gonna find you and beat the fucking dog shit out of you. You understand that, boy?
Okay. I'm sorry.
Keep your shit up, motherfucker, and I'll come right to your house. I got your fucking number right on my phone, bitch.
Listen, are you going to watch Mermaids?
Can you track that motherfucker down? I'll come fuck you up right now, boy.
Are you going to watch Mermaids, or was that...
Don't worry about what the fuck I'm going to watch, fag. No. You some kind of fucking pervert motherfucker?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I'm the fag, and you're the one that rented Mermaids, though.
Yeah, you're a fucking fag.
Yeah, but I'm not watching Mermaids tonight like you are, so who's the fag now?
I'll come to your house. Don't worry, I'll come get you, motherfucker. I'll be at your door, bitch, knocking your motherfucking teeth out.
Who's the fag? Is it going to be the guy watching Mermaids or the guy not watching Mermaids? All right, I think he won that one. He won that argument. Time to delete him forever. Isn't Mermaids the, Winona Ryder movie? And Christina Ricci, whatever her name is. And Cher, Jill's favorite actress, Cher. I swear I haven't seen it since it was in the movie theater, and I only watched it because I worked at the movie theater. I'm not really into Mermaid in the movie. Mangina says I need to call back and tell him there is a fag fee. But no, not going to do that. I'm done calling that guy.
Hello?
Hey, Evelyn.
Yeah?
Oh, hey, I'm calling from the tech support machine. You called about your phone earlier.
You're a machine?
No, the tech support machine.
Why are you calling now?
Because just to, you know, finish up your tech support issue. Did all that...
Well, it's the middle of the night.
Hey, don't yell at me. I'm just doing my job here.
Okay, well,
listen,
don't do it now.
No,
bye.
I'm gonna call back. Don't hang up. I'm just going to call...
Not today. Not today.
I am.
Wait till tomorrow around 10
no,
a.m.
No,
bye.
Don't hang up. Don't hang up. Ah. God. Just trying to do my job. Back to old people. Time to call old people. After I go pee. Hey, Mildred?
No.
Oh, is Mildred there?
Who is it?
Oh, it's Roy from the shipping department. She ordered some grasshopper shoes today.
Do you have any idea what time it is?
Let me check. Hold on. Looks like it is 1:30 in the morning where you are.
That's correct.
Yeah, but it's actually it's 2:30 in the morning where I am. I'm in the shipping department.
Well, what do you want to know?
Oh, well, is Mildred there? I can't talk to you about her order.
Yes, you can.
Nuh-uh.
I'm her daughter.
Oh, yeah, but you're not on the forum. You're not on the order at all.
Don't call me at 1 o'clock in the morning and talk to me.
I'm not calling you. I'm calling Mildred.
She lives with me.
Well, that doesn't
mean... And she's 98 years old, and she's in bed at this time.
Well, I just need to talk to her real quick about these grasshopper shoes.
Well, I am not going to wake her up to talk to, and let you talk to
it's
her
just
about
a
shoes.
Quick question. What else is she doing? She's not busy. Come on. Come on. Come on, man. I hope she picks up. I'm calling right back. Hello, Mildred?
This is her daughter.
Oh, hi.
And she is sleeping,
okay.
And I'm going to report
you. Fine. I'll ask you the question. Is that Would that make you... Okay, my question. Are you ready for my question, ma'am? Hello, Mildred?
Yes.
Okay, what the fuck are grasshopper shoes? Really? I mean... Can you just tell me that? What the fuck are grasshopper shoes? Okay, that wasn't a good answer, but whatever. We'll never know. Somebody posted like a Google search on what grasshopper shoes are. They're like comfortable shoes for old people earlier. Let's see. Should I call someone about their magnetic calendars? Their chevron rug? Let me search on their website and see what a chevron rug is. Chevron. Oh, it's just a design. It's just a rug. It's like a throw rug with a chevron design. I should tell her she's in violation of copyrights from the Chevron Gas Company. I think this will be the last call I do in 2011.
Hello?
Hi, Buva?
Yes.
Hey, I'm calling about that Chevron rug you ordered earlier.
What?
You ordered, from the mail order company, you ordered like a Chevron rug? Remember?
Yeah. Yes.
Just one of them, right?
Yes. Where are you calling from?
Oh, I'm actually calling from the corporate office here at the Chevron Gas Company.
Do you know what time is?
Yep. And, we run gas stations all across America called Chevron. And
yeah.
That rug that you're having shipped to your house, that's a copyright violation. You can't have...
What?
Yeah, you can't have a Chevron rug in your house.
Why?
Because that's a copyright violation. That's our company name. You can't just go around having Chevron rugs in your home.
I don't understand.
Oh, don't you get it? You're ruining the joke by not getting it.
It's in the book. It's on sale.
I know, but, it's a copyright violation. I'm not calling from the catalog company. I'm calling from the, the gas station company.
I don't know.
The petrol company. You know, Chevron. Do you guys have Chevrons where you live?
No.
Oh, you've never heard of Chevron? I'm pretty sure we have those where you are.
I don't know how much I know.
You know, have you heard of BP? Like BP Gas Company?
Yes.
Okay, we're like BP. We're the same company, Chevron and BP.
How they put in sale if it's not illegal?
I don't know.
I don't understand.
Yeah, they just figure we wouldn't notice. But we notice.
You know what? Why you call me 2 o'clock in the morning, for God's sake?
Oh, because, I don't know. I don't have any respect for the sleeping hours of a copyright thief.
Oh, that's nice.
That's very nice. You shouldn't be violating copyright laws. Are you
okay?
When you're not ordering copyright violation rugs, are you downloading music, illegally pirating music?
What?
I just want to make sure you're not pirating music.
What does that mean?
You know, you're stealing music, or maybe you're downloading movies on the internet.
You believe it? You know, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. First of all, you shouldn't call me this hour, you know.
Well, I figured you'd be awake, stealing movies.
2 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah, stealing movies and music.
Oh,
from the internet. Running
Goodbye.
Running your torrents. Using your LimeWire. we all do here in 2011. Fine. That was dumb. I still haven't called the protective underwear lady. I think I should just save that for whoever does a show next. I'll give it to them. They can call. They can be mean to old people. Alright, I think it's time to call that guy. The guy whose number... in case you didn't hear it earlier, I've been spoofing his caller ID all night. So everyone I've pranked, most of the people I've pranked, have been getting his phone number on their caller ID. But I can't call him until I change the number. So let me change the number. Because if I try to call him from his own number, I'm just going to get his voicemail. Oh, wait, but that'll be interesting, because we can see if, see if I can break into his voicemail that way. That'll be hilarious. You know, when you call your number from your own number, it gets to your voicemail. I don't think it's going to happen, though, because it's had several rings already.
To hear your mailbox prompts in English, press 1. Para escuchar...
Sure, why not?
You will hear your mailbox prompts in English. To confirm this change, press pound.
No.
To cancel, press star.
Okay, pound.
Language changed. Welcome to your new mailbox. This brief tutorial will help you set up your mailbox. First, you should select a permanent password that only you will know.
I know what that's going to be.
Think of a permanent password now.
Thinking.
Please enter the password you have chosen.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
For your password, you have entered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Thank you. Personal greeting. This brief message will play to callers before they leave you a message. It's a good idea to ask callers to leave you a detailed message, rather than just their name and number. When you are ready
okay,
to
me,
record
Cactus,
your greeting,
you win.
Press 2.
Crap.
Record. At the end of your greeting, press pound.
You are receiving a call from an inmate at the Chili Pepper Correctional Facility in Roy, New Mexico. To accept this call, press 1. To block your number from receiving future calls, press 2.
Here's how your personal greeting will sound.
You are receiving a call from an inmate at the Chili Pepper Correctional Facility in Roy, New Mexico. To accept this call, press 1. To block your number from receiving future calls, press 2.
If you are satisfied with your greeting, press pound. If you would like to re-record
sure,
your greeting, press thank you. Let me give you a few final reminders. Anytime you want to cancel your previous entry, just press star. If you ever...
All right, whatever. Okay, sorry, everyone. I didn't think that was going to happen. Okay, so as you know, when you call your cell phone from your cell phone, you get that. You get your voicemail options, which he has apparently never set up. So I need to change my caller ID to say something else so that I can call him. Okay, it's done. So now I'm calling him back. If he doesn't answer, guess what's going to happen? We're going to hear my voicemail.
You are receiving a call from an inmate at the Chili Pepper...
Yay! It rang 4 times, so that means his phone is turned on. Let me try again.
You are receiving...
Okay, I'm going to sit here and just call his number over and over, because I really want him to pick up. He's ruining the whole thing by not picking up. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to call this guy tomorrow if he doesn't answer tonight. And, like, if you're listening to this on the podcast feed, then hopefully I will have it pasted onto the end of the show. Whatever happens in this phone call. If he ever answers.
You are receiving...
One last time. One more time.
You are receiving a call from an inmate at the Chili Pepper Correctional Facility in Roy, New Mexico.
So, like a long time ago, you could call up all these spoofing services, like Spoof Card or whatever. And you could call people's voicemails. And you could call their voicemail from their voicemail, and you'd get their voicemail options. Like, it's a way to hack their voicemail. I think I did a PLA radio on that years ago. But all the spoof card companies stopped allowing you to do that. Like, you can't call your number from your number. It's not allowed. But apparently it's still possible if you have your own asterisk thing. Which is free to set up, by the way. You just set up asterisk and that one thing. IP call. 100% free.
You are receiving a call.
All right, I give up. Damn it. Damn it, damn it. Oh, Cactus in the chat room just came up with a good point. Next year, in 2012, The Dark Knight Rises comes out. So that's really exciting. I can't wait to see the very last Batman movie, The Dark Knight Rises. It's going to be amazing. Can't wait for that to happen. Roy McRoyerson, you are not allowed to leave. Someone else is going to start doing a show, and you should stick around. If you're listening on the Mixler, or if you're listening anywhere, it's probably, like, you need to go to madhouselive.com/listen, and listen from there, and just keep refreshing until, like, a new show pops up. And that's how you'll hear the new show, whoever it is, whoever's Mixler it happens on. Yeah, Heath Ledger is such a great actor. I can't wait to see what he does next after this movie. He's always been my favorite. Good old Heath Ledger. Can't wait to see the next movie he does. Thanks everyone for listening. It's been great. I should play a religious song. Who's a good religious... I don't know religious songs. Except Jesus, He Knows Me, and... Good night, everyone! Oh yeah, I forgot to say thanks, Snorlax Security, for sponsoring tonight's show.
He's the Lord's own son, he's the Lamb of God, he's the only one that can give us life, that can make us grow, that can make the love between us flow.
So numbers, oh, five.
Hey, can I post you a number?
Yes. So you know who this is?
Yeah, well, it's on the show. Remember, I said I've spoofed this guy's number.
Yeah. And like, is the guy.
Yeah, but he's probably not going to answer because I've been trying him all day today. I'm hoping maybe he turned his phone on. But
that's his number.
You can hear his message at least, and it's hilarious. Well, not really, but.
I think it'll be hilarious. That show was really good. That's the first one of your shows that I listened to.
That's the first one of your shows that was good.
No, that I listened to, like, the whole thing. And didn't just, like, be like, I want to get on, fucker. You know? I just listened to it and was just happy listening to it.
Hello?
Mr. Carter.
Oh, hey, this is Greg from, AT&T. Were you having some problems with your phone? It's showing here on our computer you've been making prank calls from your line?
Somebody has. I have not been. I think my number's been hijacked or something.
Oh, that doesn't make sense. That's a likely excuse. We hear that a lot. You sure it's, sure you're not just, like, you know, a huge liar? Okay, that sucked.
He picks up.
I wasn't prepared. Like I've been trying to call him like nonstop all day today, and he finally picks up.
Can you say, I'm Fred Carter, and I'm 50 years old, and I make prank calls.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message.
Oh, he changed
system.
His message. No, he didn't. That was me.